welcome to another episode of After the Credits. I am Arena Antunes.
I am Colleen.
I'm Dale.
Welcome, welcome. We are fresh off of a big Olympic win. I know Colleen isn't exactly thrilled, but...
I am thrilled to death that we won 14 medals. I really don't care what they were in.
Well, we won more than 14, but we won 14 gold.
Yeah, 14 gold, which is a pretty big deal.
And 26 medals.
In total, yeah. So third highest, which is pretty damn good.
Best we've ever done.
It is very much so. And
best anyone in the world's done for gold. Woo, in your face, Russia.
Hey,
poor Russia.
What?
As I look over at my beautiful Russia hat.
Hey, Russia can have a nice hat. They just can't have the record. I'm feeling like channeling Stephen Colbert or something. Right?
Colbert?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you see Colbert's parting little video thing? It's like he was digging us about the hockey game. Okay, Colbert, suck it now.
Everybody can
damn
suck it
ice
now.
Hole.
Ice.
Syrup sucking ice hole.
So just to get some things out of the way, I had way too much to drink before noon. We won a hockey game, and I don't have notes, so I'm totally winging this bad boy.
I think most of us here are completely not prepared for this at all, really.
Well, I'm sort of prepared. I did my notes while I was watching the hockey game.
Yeah, well, we were drinking shots every time there was another goal.
Out in the wood shop making stuff.
Nice. I'm sure nobody was bothering you about noise today.
Actually, Mom kept on stomping on the floor going, they just scored.
So, hey, you knew the score.
Okay. Who? No, don't even tell me.
Yes, welcome to the March preview. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, but we have good excuses, namely the Olympics. You know, they happen every 4 years. They happen to land in Vancouver this year.
What's been our excuse the last few months?
The Olympics preparation. Actually, I think we've just been bad over the last 2 weeks.
So April will be the hangover from the Olympics.
That's right. And then we'll be back to normal soon enough, I would think.
Go sledge hockey.
Actually, that looks like a lot of fun. We may actually try to get tickets to go and watch.
I'd like to try it.
We're going to go and curl. Believe it or not, we're planning a curling party.
Dude, 2 days after you go curling, you will have experienced pain in parts of your body you didn't know you had.
I've curled. I know all about the pain in places you didn't know you have.
I actually want to get a group of people dressed in 16th century garb kind of thing and actually curl like they did in the 1500s.
Okay, awesome. I won't dress up, but I'll curl. We need two more for our team because apparently you need 6 to curl. No, 8 for 2 teams, right?
You need 2 teams, yeah.
Yeah. So we only have 5, so we're recruiting 3 more people. If you want to curl and you're in Vancouver, call me.
Are you just doing one night or are you doing league?
No, we're just going to go out for one night.
Nice.
Drink and curl. Because, since we don't even know what the sport's all about. We know about rocks.
Well,
and,
I mean...
There's a lot of strategy.
Classic Canadian curling, you have that part correct. Drinking.
Why do you think I'm going?
That's what I remember about my parents curling.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to check it out. So yeah, if you're in Vancouver and you want to try curling with a bunch of people that will likely just drink too much.
Because Marina wants to get her rocks off.
Pretty.
Nice.
Zing. Yeah, apparently I'm a little slow today. Okay, but let's get this show on the road, shall we? Because we are here to talk about movies. Some good movies. March is looking good.
I think so. There's a couple I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, March is looking pretty damn good. So let's start off with a bang. Tim Burton directs Alice in Wonderland, starring everybody and their mother. the usual Tim Burton crew, right? Elena Bonham Carter's in there. Johnny Depp is in there. Mia Wasikowska, I think is how you say it.
Something or other.
Yeah, she's definitely not a Tim Burton regular, but great newcomer. We all know the story about Alice in Wonderland, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think it's got to be one of the most made stories.
Yeah.
I need to watch the one with the rabbit, the stuffed rabbit again.
Yeah,
that one was awesome.
It's pretty bizarre. That's probably the scariest of them all.
That rabbit haunts my dreams.
There's something to do. Okay, well,
leaking sawdust.
Yeah. Well, and actually, Tim Burton's vision. I mean, I've only seen one of the trailers and one of the TV spots, and it's kind of interesting because it certainly has the look of a Tim Burton film. Mm-hmm. But there's something very, I don't really know what the, it's not really twisted. There's just something really off about it to me.
Based purely on the look, I was worried about it, but I've been hearing some good things through some of the people that have seen advanced stuff. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm definitely going to give this one. Well, I mean, it's in 3D. So if I can find a 2D,
I won't see it in 3D.
Yeah.
Mind you, I don't think the screening we're going to be showing it in 3D.
No 3D for me.
I mean, Stephen Fry as the Cheshire Cat sounds just whack. Be good. And Crispin Glover,
which is great casting, really.
What part is he playing? Because I didn't notice him in the trailer I saw.
Knave of Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't think the trailer really gives him any
and
screen time.
Alan Rickman has
it's a crazy ass cast.
It is. I mean, it is.
It's gonna be. It's wall to wall. So I also want to relent. I'll watch it.
I've been burned on Alice in Wonderland. Some of them just seem to miss the point.
Yeah,
but
no, all the versions I've seen, I've enjoyed.
I will be there for this one.
Yep.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Look for my review Thursday morning. Also opening on the 5th, Brooklyn's Finest. This is Antoine Fuqua's new film. For those that might not know, he directed King Arthur and the Oscar winner. Oh, my God. Somebody help me. You guys aren't being very helpful.
Piano.
Training Day.
Training Day.
The Piano.
For some reason,
wrong
that is the only thing.
Sex, I think.
It's the only thing that popped in my head. Yeah.
So this is another police drama. It stars Richard Gere, Don Cheadle, and Ethan Hawke. I don't know. It seems like a total rehash, but
I like Fuqua.
So.
I only have the trailer to go on. I mean, it looks like a kind of movie that could be like really interesting, but.
Well, and you know, Fuqua.
I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I mean, Fuqua is a decent director. I mean, I like his stuff, and I'll pretty much watch anything Ethan Hawke's in, so I'll see it at some point, though not necessarily opening weekend.
I think I'm going to pass because I'm not the biggest fan of cop films as such, and I saw Training Day, so I almost feel like.
Like you've been there, done that.
Part of me have seen this. Cop is a bunch of films together involving cops, and I've seen it.
Yeah. Also starring Ethan Hawke. Well, so yes. Good choice.
The intriguing thing about this is. I mean, the story looks kind of interesting because you have three different characters that kind of are coming together from a different place.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's hard to tell exactly anything about the story, but emotionally it looks like it could be a good mix. But on the other hand, I mean, it's so easy for those to go wrong that you could just have a whole bunch of, like, people acting dramatically and be really bored.
Yeah. No, I do like Fuqua. I think he strikes a nice balance. A lot of people don't like his stuff, but I'm a fan. Like I say, I'll give it a shot at some point. Likely not opening weekend because I think it's going to be crazy at theater, but I will see it down the road. Hopefully if it stays open for longer than a week. Also opening on the 5th, in very limited release, only opening in New York City, the Oscar-nominated The Secret of Kells. This is the animated film from Ireland. Looks fabulous.
It definitely has a distinct style visually.
Very much so, yeah.
I have to say, like, visually I found it interesting. The other aspects of it, I have no idea what to make of this either.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's in New York City, so then I don't actually have to make the choice of either going or not going, because it does look good, but I just generally don't
like animation. Anime. Yeah, it's not really your cup of tea.
Good on you opening in New York and nowhere else.
Is this a full length?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's a full length feature. It's funny because it's been flying under the radar. It's played a number of festivals. It actually played in Vancouver for one night late last year with the Spark Festival of Animation. And I skipped it thinking, you know, I'll get to see it at some point. And then it never opened. It sort of just disappeared. And then it was nominated for an Oscar, and everybody's kind of like, ooh, Secret of Kells. What's that? It's like, well, I've at least heard of it. it does look really, really interesting. And it's nice to see an independent animated feature nominated for an Oscar. It's not something that comes along.
My only concern about this is it looks too artsy. I mean, it looks like just...
Hey, what's wrong with artsy?
I get bored with art. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Let me pull out my meatball sub. You know, I'm just kind of lowbrow sometimes.
Bring on the bee.
opening March 12th, the Bourne sequel that isn't really a Bourne sequel.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Green Zone, Paul Greengrass and Matt Damon reunite for, you know, Bourne, but not really. We can't call it Bourne, but it's still Bourne.
Yeah, for people that might not recognize the Greengrass name, he was the one that did all three of the Bourne, directed all three of the Bourne movies.
And it's funny, because, I mean, it totally feels like a Bourne
movie.
It
does. I like Matt Damon playing... Yeah. Like the 007 kind of agent character. And that's what this looks like.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I like.
And do we really need a storyline beyond that? Probably not.
Well, I don't know. Well, let's see here. Discovering covert and faulty intelligence causes a U.S. Army officer, Matt Damon, to go rogue as he hunts for weapons of mass destruction in an unstable region.
A rogue agent? Matt Damon?
Oh, my God. Oh, Paul Greengrass? What does this remind me of? Oh, man. Opening also on the 12th. Colleen, you want to take this one?
I can't even see which one this is.
You said you called it, oh my God, a Robert Pattinson movie?
Okay, Mr. Panface apparently has another film. And, of course, lots of girls will flock to it because, well, it's Robert Pattinson.
No,
well,
I wondered that. No. Girls are going to flock to it because the Eclipse trailer is going to premiere.
Oh, God.
In front of it. That is why the girls will flock.
I was going to ask you if you had a kind of a gut feeling for how they're going to respond to him in this role, because he isn't playing a sparkly vampire.
No, it's still a romantic role, so I think the girls will like it just fine. Thankfully, it does look like there's a little bit of substance there. How much? I don't know, and especially from this director, who isn't one that, you know, I have a whole lot of... Mind you, he hasn't really directed a whole bunch of stuff. He directed Hollywoodland and a lot of TV.
I actually found the trailer compelling in terms of
the trailer.
Drama, so it got me interested. And I'm like Colleen, it's like, oh God, not Robert Pattinson.
I didn't even look at it because I don't want to even bother.
Okay, well, you don't have to see it opening weekend.
I don't have to see it ever.
You can avoid the squealing fangirls.
They'll be there forever.
Doubtful. It's not Twilight.
They'll flock anyways.
Whatever.
And they'll annoy me. And then I'll have to get out the baseball bat.
They're annoying.
Then I'll go to jail.
Just so you know, they're annoying you on purpose. They know you hate it. Yeah. So they're going just to hunt down Colleen.
I thought I was sworn to secrecy.
The world is out to spite me. I know this.
They said they would hurt me if I revealed that.
Nice.
I already knew. I have my sources.
Oh, man. Also opening on, we're on the 12th, right? I totally lost the date here.
He's right up there with Kevin now. Oh God, I've forgotten his name. Waterworld dude.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, he's right up there with my annoyance layer. Yeah, Paul Giamatti. Gold medal.
I can sort of go with Paul Giamatti, but...
I don't know why. It annoys
Kevin
me no
Costner?
End now.
I think... Yes. I don't think he's had a chance to like really...
No, he's nowhere near Kevin Costner levels as far as movies. No.
I think it's everyone around him annoys me so badly that
he was reflected. What movie did he do with the Dreamers? Was it?
Who?
Pattinson?
No.
He wasn't in the Dreamers?
No.
Oh.
The only other movie he's made was How to Be and Little Ashes.
Okay.
You're a little off there, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Also opening on the 12th, She's Out of My League, starring Jay Baruchel. I like Jay Baruchel. This movie looks like shit. I'll still see it because it's Jay Baruchel.
It looks potentially cute.
It does not.
It does.
Oh my God.
I think it looks horrid too, but you know what? I also like Jail. I mean, I'll probably wait a long time.
The storyline is.
I also like Jail, you said?
Jail, yeah.
The storyline is some poor geek who wouldn't have a chance of getting a woman of this caliber through some happenstance gets a woman that's like way out of his league.
Yeah.
And it goes from there. And it's some of the gags they had in the trailer looked fun.
I don't know. I will see it because it's Jay Baruchel. I really don't think it looks very good.
Rental. Or, of course, a copy.
I mean, yeah, having said that, it's not going to be my first choice in the theaters.
Yeah.
Especially with...
Yeah, it's a solid month. And also opening on the 12th in limited release only in LA and New York. It's Bong Joon-ho's mother. I'm sure I just massacred that. I'm blaming it on the booze. The director of The Host, essentially, and Memories of Murder returns with this sort of mystery about a young man who is well, wrongfully accused of murder on his mother, who is out to prove his innocence. It is, I've seen it. It is very good. Did you see it at VIFF?
Or no, was I didn't it during
your illness?
I think I had tickets and then I ended up not going because of the ribs.
Okay. It's very good. It's very solid. Very deliberately paced. A lot of people are really going to be disappointed because there isn't a whole lot of action. But it is pretty awesome. And I'll link to our review from VIFF. I think there might even be a TIFF review kicking around. And, you know, for some people that might not want to go to the theater in LA and New York, you can order and import DVD. We'll link to that as well. What did you guys think? Did you see the trailer? Did it look good? I actually don't recall the trailer.
I remember I saw it before VIFF. I couldn't really tell you one thing or another about it. Now it's
the trailer. The trailer. Yeah. I think. Well, the trailer was well done, but didn't strike me as a kind of movie that I would be interested in seeing from the trailer. I mean, it had a lot of angsty mother trying to, you know, clear her son, and that was just.
And there is a lot of angsty mother in the film, but the actress is spectacular. She's really very good.
They all had a presence, which mm-hmm. is always good in a trailer. No.
It's a very, very memorable little film. It's well worth seeing, at least for me. Okay, moving on.
Oh, you missed one.
I missed one.
Our family wedding?
Oh, I was going to skip that
one. Oh, really?
Yeah, we can skip.
America Ferrera and Forest Whitaker? I mean...
Yeah, the trailer?
Real? Okay, I liked the trailer that I saw.
Yeah, I didn't care for it at all.
So I think the interesting thing about this movie, though, is like there's no whitey.
No. Nope.
It's all different ethnicities and the wedding conflict where one culture meets another.
Yeah, I mean...
It looked like fun. I don't know.
I know. It could be interesting. I saw the trailer. I just was not interested.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought the trailer was pretty weak.
I wonder if we saw the same trailer.
I don't know.
Okay. No.
But
okay.
I really didn't care for it.
I'm going to get my second meatball sub now.
Oh, there's some other good stuff.
I'm not... It is.
Hey, I have my golden moment is coming up at the end of this month, and it is going to kick everybody's ass.
I hope so, because I know which one you're talking about.
Good. And it's not this one. March 19th, The Bounty Hunter, Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler. I thought this trailer was a joke the first time I saw it.
Oh, I know.
Because it is just so bad. This is almost as bad as that I think it's Cameron Diaz and... Tom Cruise that are doing a movie together.
Oh.
The night one.
So is this the one that...
I thought
like,
this was...
This is
know,
the one that, in theory, like, if you were pitched this concept, you would go, wow, this has a lot of potential.
And then you see the trailer and you go, what the hell was I thinking?
Could this be the absolute end for Jennifer?
So
it could very well be. And you know what? It just knocked Gerard Butler down a couple of spots for me.
Yeah.
So a bounty hunter gets the privilege of taking in his ex-wife.
Pretty
collecting
much.
The bounty on. But then it takes a turn and it gets kind of just, yeah, when you watch the trailer, you'll see.
Yeah, it pretty much gives the whole thing away. So, you know.
And one should add that there's going to be an audience for this movie, I think.
Yeah,
it
I would say
it
so.
It won't be large.
And it won't be me. Oh, well, I don't know.
And there's always a chance it'll come through on its own goofy thing. But
my mom will watch it.
Yeah, I think with Aniston and Butler, you're probably looking at a fairly large audience.
Just built Let's in see. To check it out.
My mom is a movie watching machine.
Plus,
right now.
There's nothing else opening that week. So, I mean, it's the only thing that's opening that's large enough, I think, to capture anybody's attention that week.
Really? Repo Man? Not.
I don't think that's. I don't think that that's going to catch all the attention.
No.
Okay.
A sci-fi movie about people collecting body parts.
As much,
yeah.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. As much as it excites us, yeah, Colleen and I.
That warm, tingly feeling
that
I'm
we're getting.
It's got Jude Law.
Well, exactly. That tingly feeling that Colleen and I are feeling, I'm sure it doesn't extend to everyone else. But we jumped ahead a little bit. Let's slow back down and go back to...
another one that's got a special demographic.
Very much so. Oh, which one? Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This looks... I actually thought it sounded kind of interesting, but, man, that trailer is really... I mean, it's for the preteen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very much so.
Interestingly, though, I was reading... The Wired Dad's blog, not that I have kids, but they have some really cool stuff that comes through there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fellows was talking about a trailer. They had this trailer at one of the movies that they saw. And his kid's comment, who was squarely in the demographic, was, not going to happen. So I'm not sure how much appeal it has for the target audience either. But it's based, apparently, according to the notes, it's based on a really popular webcomic.
Which I've never heard of either. But then, of course, we're not in the demographic. No. So, you know, that might explain it as well.
But if you are looking, it's more age appropriate than Repo Man if you got kids.
most definitely. So, you know, your kids might turn out really interestingly if you take them to Repo Man.
I asked if I could take Leland, and they said no.
To what? Wimpy Kid or Repo Man?
Repo Man. I'm not going to Wimpy Kid.
Opening and limited release of interest to Twilight fans the world over. The Runaways.
You got to see this trailer just to see Dakota Fanning. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really on the fence. I'll see it, no doubt about it, but I'm not sure this is any good.
I'm curious about it, yeah.
I'll see it because I'm curious about it, too. I love The Runaways, but...
So it's about...
Michael Shannon is the deciding factor right here.
So it's about... A band, a girl band in the 70s or the 80s?
The late 70s. Late 70s. Early 80s. I think they formed Lita in 70s.
Lita Ford, Joan Jett.
Joan Jett, right?
Well, it's
there
actually. I don't know if I can find it again.
I forget the other ones' names, but those are the two
Jerry
big
Curry.
Ones.
Jerry
Curry. It was based on some actual.
Cherry Bomb!
It was
oh my God, that's really sad.
It was based on someone's book.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't know. Does it say in the notes here?
Do you care?
Not really.
Not really. All we know is it's about the Runaways. I think that's all that's important at this point. But I don't know. And the fact that
okay,
starts,
Cherry Curry, yeah.
The fact that it starts Kristen Stewart and, what's her name again?
Couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Oh my God. I was
what,
just
Dakota
looking at
Fanning?
It. Dakota Fanning is really a seller. And I'm just looking here. The director hasn't really directed anything else other than a bunch of music videos.
Who's playing Joan Jett? Does it say?
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence why she has the black mohawk. That might explain a few things, eh?
I think I was doing something while the trailer was going on. Cherry Bomb.
Okay, moving on from the preteen rockers to, you know, blood and gore and Jude Law. Repo Men.
So in a dystopian future, you can buy organs, but they're really expensive.
Yes.
And guess what? If you can't pay, they take them back.
Yeah.
This is like the third film about organ repossession that
yes,
I can think of in about the last 2 years.
But this one is going to rock because
I think
it's
so.
Jude Law, Forest Whitaker, and Alice Braga.
Well, I'm not spoiling anything because it's actually in the trailer, but Jude Law has a change of heart through a very personal circumstance, and that's where the story seems... I hope that's where it kicks off. That's where the trailer tells us it kicks off.
Jude Law is awesome.
And it looks really...
And I suspect there's no singing at all in the entire film.
Thank the gods.
I still haven't seen that. What was that called? Repo?
Repo Man, the Genetic Opera.
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
You can borrow your copy from Carlene.
No,
she's got one.
The artist dude, Mark, that does all those wonderful art.
You lent it to him?
Yeah, and then everyone got laid off. I haven't heard from him.
Oh, since. No.
So, yeah, it's just
costs,
like a battery. You put it in your arm. Dude,
and it isn't just Jude Law because I mean there's Forest Whitaker's second movie and Liev Schreiber has a great presence in the trailers.
Yeah, he's hit and miss. he has his moments, but the trailer does look very good, and the poster campaign for this movie is freaking awesome.
The subject matter appeals to me.
Ditto.
This is apparently based on a book, but I saw the book. The nearest I could find, like I got all curious about the book and. You can buy it on Amazon, but I couldn't find any reviews or anything of it. So, and one of the screenwriters is also the author of the book. So I wasn't sure whether maybe they're selling it in conjunction with the movie or it was based on it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No idea.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually realize there was a book. I might need to pick that up at some point.
That's like the book I'm reviewing kind of thing. I did a search quickly for other reviews just to see like, I'm loving this book. And
what are you reading?
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, Dawn of the Dreadfuls. And then I realized, no one's supposed to post their reviews till March 3rd. Then I find out if I'm in the minority of loving that book or not. Yes.
Also opening that weekend, this is something that has been kicking around for quite some time. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's opening only in limited release. It's based on a best-selling book series that is very popular in Europe and only now starting to pick up steam in the U.S. And it's kind of interesting because the film has been playing festivals and it's opened theatrically in Canada, in Quebec.
Oh, really?
Last year. And it's on DVD in Canada, if you speak French. Because the Alliance put out a DVD release that didn't have any English on it whatsoever.
And this is a Swedish movie.
It is a Swedish film.
In Swedish.
Well, I think that...
They didn't dub it.
No, I think it is in Swedish. I think you're right.
The trailer that I saw was in Swedish with English subtitles.
Yeah. Yes, it is in Swedish. So, I mean, it's an immensely popular series. They've made all three movies already. So this one is just hitting limited release in the U.S. The reason that Alliance put it out in DVD only in French was because they were going to release it in the rest of English-speaking Canada at some point theatrically. So they didn't want to shoot themselves in the foot. But it really, really irks me because I keep looking at that DVD and going, I wish my French was better because I really want to see it.
Pour vous changer de check de voyage. Yeah, no, my French sucks too.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, any French Canadian listeners to this show?
They just turned it off.
What the hell was that?
No, so I mean, it is a police sort of mystery thriller. Looks great. Cannot wait to see it. Eventually, hopefully, it'll open here. That's the most I can wish for at this point. But look for it. If it's playing near you, it's probably well worth seeing. Also opening in limited release, IMAX Hubble 3D. Voiced by Leonardo DiCaprio, Scott Altman, and Megan MacArthur. I'm assuming that they're astronauts. And I'm assuming it's about Hubble. The trailer looks really cool. And I don't know if I'd want to see it in 3D. I'd love to see it in IMAX.
Yeah, space porn.
I didn't
look at
it.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a really, really, really nice looking trailer. It's very breathtaking. Do you guys have anything to add? You didn't even see it.
I didn't even look at the trailer because it's IMAX, it's 3D. Yeah. I would be violently ill within seconds.
I think Dale got it, space porn.
Yeah.
Space
pretty
porn.
Pretty pictures.
Yeah, I have no problem with space porn.
Yeah, no.
Just not in 3D.
And, you know, with DiCaprio doing his little voiceover, I think, you know, he's got a good voice for that. It'll totally be worth seeing. Did I miss one? Because I don't have any other browsers open, so I don't know. Moving on to the final weekend of the month, March 26th.
Yay, this is a good week.
Okay.
All right.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes.
Pass.
I'm thinking pass as well.
This is done by the same guys that did Lilo and Stitch.
Pass.
Okay. I liked it well enough.
It looks fun. I mean, it is what it is, right? It's a kid's thing, and if you don't like kids' things, you aren't going to like this. But
no, I like I'm kids' anti-kid. Things. But
the animation style is a little bit different.
Me. Yeah,
and the trailer's cute, and it's
okay.
Co-directed by Dean DuBois and Chris Sanders, and they did Lilo and Stitch, and
yeah.
I really liked Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, and I do have a soft spot. It's actually quite a sweet little movie, so I mean, this could be very good. I just, something about the trailer just doesn't work for me, so I don't know if it's maybe shooting too young.
Well, definitely the trailer would give you the intention it might go into cute overload, and I'm not into that so much.
I do like the idea of Jay Baruchel in an animated film, though. He's a busy kid. I'm happy about that. He's Canadian too, which is nice. Also opening on the 26th, Noah Baumbach's Greenberg. You know, I don't know what to do about this because I really hate Noah Baumbach. I mean, I liked Squid and the Whale well enough, but he's one of these directors. His characters just piss me off because they're so mean all the time. But I know, man, Ben Stiller and Greta Gerwig.
The trailer, I mean,
Ben
Stiller is always an iffy proposition for me.
Yeah.
When I looked at the trailer, I'm like, I like the subject matter.
Yeah.
I like how they're approaching the subject. Because it's basically about a guy that's kind of a little bit lost and decides to do nothing. Like,
pretty much.
I can totally relate right now.
Yeah, no. And the trailer looks quite good. And that's just the thing. I mean, I always get caught up with this Bombach business because his trailers always look good. His films are good, but I hate his characters. They really, really irk me.
Yeah,
He did Zizo,
right?
I never saw that.
I didn't. I couldn't stand the trailers.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
I know he did Margot at the Wedding, which I really didn't dislike. Oh. I really didn't like.
Let me double check so that I'm not.
No, he did Kicking and Screaming, which I do like. Highball, which I never saw. The Squid and the Whale, which I did like. Margot at the Wedding, which I hated with a passion. So, I mean, he's sort of hit and miss with me. And yeah, generally, I just don't like his characters. And even though I really, really like Kicking and Screaming, and that's not the soccer one or whatever it is.
Not the Will Ferrell? Or?
No, not the Will Ferrell one.
He wrote The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he didn't direct it.
No, that's Wes Anderson, right?
Yep.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're right. Whew. I knew he was involved with it somehow.
I'm not completely drunk, which is good.
Wilson, Bill Murray.
That's right, that's right. I'm sure I would have gotten hate mail if I'd gotten that one wrong. Why? You don't remember Wes Anderson movies? Go, you know what. Also opening in the limited release that weekend, Adam McGuinn's Chloe, starring Julianne Moore, Amanda Siegfried, and Liam Neeson.
You know, whenever I see Amanda Seyfried, I can't help thinking of Mamma Mia. It's just like impossible.
Yeah. No, I think Jennifer's Body. That's just me. I've had the opportunity to see this now 3 or 4 times and I still haven't seen it. The reviews have not been particularly positive. I will see it at some point because it is Adam Goyen. It sounds like an interesting enough story. It's about a woman who thinks her husband is cheating. So she hires an escort to sort of tempt her husband to find out if he's going to cheat or not. It's like, okay, mind fuck.
And if it sounds like, you know, a French movie, it is.
Yeah.
A remake of a French movie.
Yeah. But I don't know. Egoyan has really been missing more than hitting the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's kind of an acquired taste. I mean,
I think he's an acquired taste, but he really hasn't been up to his standard over the last few years. His last few movies, like Adoration, was okay, it wasn't great. This has been sort of, people have sort of said, well, it's okay, it's not great. I don't know, something just isn't firing on all cylinders at the moment. And I wonder if it's because he's gone sort of mainstream on us. You know, he's no longer really the art house director. He's now, you know, big cast, which is fine. But I don't know, I think he's gotten too big. That's my feeling, at least.
Yeah, I haven't seen Adoration. Either or
which I liked more than most. I mean, the general feeling was that it was really not a great film. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine. It wasn't great, but
I've never been a big fan of.
He has a few good films.
I've never regretted seeing any of the films of his that I've seen, mm-hmm. but they
wouldn't go out of your way to.
Yeah,
yeah.
And finishing off the month in fantastic freaking style. Now, if you'd asked me last year when I saw this trailer, actually when I heard that this movie was being filmed in Vancouver, if I was going to see a movie called Hot Tub Time Machine, I'm sure I tweeted about it.
Well, that's
but not, I could not believe somebody had titled their movie
that,
this.
That is not the most surprising thing. The most surprising thing is you're looking forward to seeing a John Cusack film.
Oh, I like John Cusack well enough. I cannot believe I'm excited for a movie called Hot Tub Time Machine.
I know.
Dude, that sounds right up my alley.
I mean, see, I think my tweet was, you gotta be fucking kidding me when I found out that they were filming this.
Yeah.
It's like, who names their movie that? It's gotta be some sort of working title.
I remember that, yeah.
But it totally works. And the trailer, funny as hell.
I love the whole kitten play. You know that it's actually two people.
Oh man. So it's about a group of friends who, you know, get drunk and get into a hot tub that happens to be a hot tub time machine.
They end up in the 80s. Friends reunion back, you know, bringing back the old days kind of thing. One
literally
last kick of the can and then all
you
of
end
sudden,
up in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As teenagers.
Yes.
Dating your own mother. That's got to be a little creepy.
Yeah.
The Valentine's videos that they had were pretty amazing. They were pretty funny. The little short 30-second clips that they did. I don't know. I'm stoked. I'll go see it.
This is directed by Steve Pink, who did Crows Point Blank with John Cusack.
Okay.
And
which is my favorite.
One of my favorite. Yeah. One of my favorites, too. John Cusack's.
Not too shabby, if you ask me. That is exciting shit, man.
I don't know. Even if this is like...
This is going to be right up there with Hot Rod for me. I can feel
bad.
It already.
Don't wish that on that movie.
Hey,
damn.
I like Hot Rod, so there.
You just have a thing for Adam Samberg or whatever the hell
Andy
his name
Samberg?
Is.
Andy Samberg? Well, you know, he's pretty good too. But Hot Rod, pretty fucking funny stuff.
Wrong.
Whatever. You don't know what you're talking about.
I have an opinion on everything.
It doesn't mean it's right.
Oh, it's always right.
No, you were bad-mouthing hockey, so definitely not always right. The rest of this country is with us against you.
That's okay. Bring it on.
Bring it on,
I will smite you down with a curling rock.
I've got my broom ready for action.
Sweep!
Yeah, sweep harder! Hurry hard! Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, man. Definitely getting over Olympic fever at this point.
And the curling team from Norway, they had the most stylish pants.
Those were the greatest pants ever.
They rocked.
Greatest pants
I
ever.
I want me a pair.
Who was it? The Swedish team won one gold, women's gold?
Norway.
Norway, I think it was.
Norway?
Did Norway win both gold?
No, the men's team won.
Yeah, Canadian men.
Canadian men won gold.
Okay.
I can't remember
I don't
who
know
the
off
Canadians
top of my head.
Lost to. Well, we didn't really lose. We got silver.
We got silver.
Sweden. Yellow with blue.
With Sweden?
Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yes.
Colleen looks really intently. I've got a computer in front of me, and I'm not going to look it up.
No, Norway is blue and red kind of thing because of the Norwegian flag. Sweden has traditionally got the yellow field with the blue something or others on them. Anchors?
See, the order, apparently the order of my teams is Canada, Portugal, but because, you know, I can't cheer for Portugal in the Winter Olympics, we only had one athlete in a sport, I don't even know what sport. Russia is number three on the list, but apparently the Russian hat has to be put away during Euro Cup.
Go Netherlands.
Woo. Yeah, you and those. I work with the Dutch.
I love the Dutch.
You know, all that
they
orange,
make the
man.
Best cheese.
Well, that is true. They know how to drink too, which is nice.
And they make good beer.
Yeah,
really
they do.
Freaking good beer.
They make good beer.
And they legalize pot. And there's lots to be said about the
Dutch.
There's lots to be said about good wooden shoes.
If it weren't for the orange.
The orange is actually, I don't mind the orange. What pisses me off is the fact that you can't get into their freaking house.
Yeah.
Well, because there's so many Dutch here, they let in passport holders first. That's a lot of the houses. If you have the passport, you get
The nationals get front of the line treatment.
The Dutch team uniform, by far, the best in the entire Olympics. When they walked in with that orange with the great big eagles kind of thing on the sides, like
I don't remember it either.
I remember the Russians. See.
I was waiting for it.
Designs, I like.
I was waiting for it because every Olympics, pretty much, I love the Dutch clothing because they go all out on the orange, and I love orange.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
I just thought the pants looked cool. They know how to drink. That's good by me.
Go Norway.
Okay.
The Norwegian pants?
The Norwegian pants. Well, it's funny because everybody's like, have you seen the pants? I'm like, I haven't seen the pants. What? I'm thinking, you know, there's some like really weird pants. I'm like, okay, they're pants
with checkers.
I could
tell you absolutely nothing about the Norwegian men's curling team, but I can tell you this. Their pants ruled.
Oh, my God. And I think we're done.
Yeah, that's the month. So there's some good movies coming up in March.
Actually, there is some really good stuff coming up in March. And this is probably...
And it's a well-rounded month.
It is a well-rounded month. It's probably the last sort of quiet before the shitstorm of summer movies.
Right.
Because they start pretty early in April, I guess.
I need to watch more film. It's embarrassing. My mom is out watching me in film so badly. She's a movie-watching machine right now. That's like good. Every Tuesday, she's catching at least two films. I'm like, damn you.
Wow. Two?
It's half price on Tuesdays or something. Yeah. So her and my aunt go to the first matinee, stay for the next, and then they come home.
She's stolen your mojo.
I know. It's kind of sickening. Have you seen this? No.
You steal that mojo back.
No? Yeah.
Maybe you can tag along.
I have to steal all her... She got birthday coupons for Cineplex.
Nice.
She's like, cool, I can see like another 27 films. I'm like, damn you.
That's not so bad. Yeah, I just need to get out of the house more.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I need to rest for a week.
Yeah, now that the Olympics are over.
I need to rest in like April, May, I can rest.
You just have to stop doing Olympic fever stuff.
No, I didn't really go out all that much.
Went out more than me.
Probably.
Well, yeah, you guys saw The Princess Bride on Friday.
We did, which was fabulous.
In 35 millimeter goodness.
Okay, so we had a little glitch.
Uh-oh.
The film did get there. It sort of broke going through the projector during the test run. They couldn't fix it. So they showed us the DVD. They gave us a coupon for a free screening, so that's okay. But it was a really good crowd, a really great turnout. And next month, Empire's Fan Favorites.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, next month's Empire Fan Favorites for oh my God, I can't talk. For March is The Breakfast Club, which I'm very excited about.
That's so sad.
I would have been more excited about that a while ago, but I watched it recently enough that.
Yeah, no, I'll go. I'll see it with the group. It's a really great crowd that shows up. And I'll post a link if you're in town. And actually, I think that they do this at some of the other Empire theaters around the country. So
back last year when we were talking about the Alamo Theater.
Draft House.
I was looking at their setup. They do the Breakfast Club, but they do it in the morning with a pancake breakfast.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
I'm sort of boycotting the Alamo Draft House because that's a South by Southwest.
It's called jealousy.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not going to South by Southwest, so.
I'd still love to go to Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, that would be more my cup of tea.
What's Fantastic Fest again? That's
more genre-related, specifically film. And then you have like Uwe Boll
It's still in Austin. Okay. All of the great festivals are in Austin, apparently.
Damn you, Austin!
Yeah.
Curse them.
Well, you know, there's really nothing else to do there.
Let's redesign the geography so that, you know, there's really like nothing Austin's else. Close to BC.
There's really nothing else to do there, right? You have sex, you watch movies.
Drink beer.
Pretty much. Actually, my kind of town,
eat
actually.
Eat barbecue.
Austin has an amazing art car community. Amazing.
This is what I mean. So, you know, you make art cars, you watch movies, you drink beer.
Sounds like my kind of really town, other hockey, than it's in Texas.
Well, yeah, that's sort of one strike against 3-4.
Oh, no, yeah, it's funny. You talk to people, it's like, no, we're not in Texas.
Yeah, Austin is the liberal part of Texas, apparently, so let's not diss them. But, yeah, so South by Southwest starts soon. I'm not going, so I'm currently not talking about that place that shall not be mentioned.
Curse them. Curse them all.
Pretty much.
Sweet.
But I will link to a few people that are going that will be providing some excellent coverage, including Kat, our fabulous Kat.
Oh, excellent.
Kat is going down.
I haven't met our fabulous Kat. I met our Jason White, who's also fabulous.
Yeah, Jason will also be going down, and Larry will also be going down. All three great people that will provide some excellent coverage. But, yeah, we'll link to them. I think that's it, right? I have closing ceremonies to go and watch.
Whatever.
Already.
This I'm sure will go up like somewhere in the middle of the week by this point.
Will make no sense, yeah.
Olympics what? But we're recording on a Sunday.
Yeah,
there's
still
shit to do.
What do you mean Olympics? It's like Academy Awards. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, crap. Okay, so since we're here and Dale mentioned it, Academy Awards. Come on by the site, row3.com. We have an Academy Awards contest going on right now. There's some like really great stuff to win that, you know, the contributors aren't allowed to win because that would suck, which I'm really...
Them.
Yeah, pretty much, because there's some good stuff. And we're also going to be doing a live Oscar blog as per last year. If you joined us last year, you know it was a bit of a riot and I had a little too much to drink.
Am I sensing a theme?
Do you think?
No, I don't think.
Do we need to plan an intervention?
An intervention?
No. What, against having fun? Yeah, you're not allowed to have fun anymore.
Exactly. Mind you, there should be an intervention. Nobody should be allowed to drink before 11 o'clock.
But, you know, the funny thing about Marina, when she's been drinking, it isn't like she's any more or less happier because...
Oh, she's angry drunk.
She's just like as outgoing as ever. It's just that, you know, every now and then she slips up on a word.
Yeah, I have an issue with talking, apparently, after a couple of drinks. Mind you, it didn't help that somebody issued the hockey challenge, which was a shooter every time we scored. And then we got a little scared just before the overtime started. So we had one just for good measure, for good luck.
One in the bank, so to speak.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we had another one after
the I was thinking, yeah, I mean, it was only like 3-2, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Plus the beer. You know, it all adds up. It all adds up. We were there at like 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, man.
We're standing there in line going, okay, open soon.
Other people are, yeah, lining up before the place is open.
Exactly. You know, it was funny because people were sort of streaming in at like 11:30. There's no place to sit. It's like, what did you expect?
Yeah.
The game starts in, you know, half hour. You thought you were going to show up here and there was going to be asleep waiting for you? Yeah, not going to happen. But okay, yeah, I've been talking for too long.
Oscar contest, do it.
Oscar contest, come on by, check it out. Also join us for the Oscar live chat. I'll make sure to post something about that in the next few days. I didn't realize that was just around the corner. And join us for that. And I think that's it.
That's it.
So come on by row3.com, check out all the stuff there. Join us at quietearth.us for more shit. Colleen, you're building stuff.
I'm building stuff.
You're building lots of stuff. I'm building some.
Oh, I have plans.
I like the carpet, and I need an update on the pencil thing you're doing. Did you finish that?
I didn't die.
Apparently not, since you're right here.
It did break apart while I was turning, but luckily the painter's tape kept it from killing me.
No bowl?
I was trying to turn a wooden bowl of laminated pencil crayons, 270 of them, and I saw my death in this thing, but it didn't stop me from trying. So,
oh, that's bad.
I survived.
I was looking for an update on the website, so I'm assuming that...
No. It there's lots to be posted in the future, but that one was not a success. I'm going to try again, though. Oh, I have a different plan.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Evil. Insert evil laugh here. Dale, I haven't seen new content from you in a while.
No, I have the best of intentions and the worst of delivery, so.
Apparently. And yeah, that's it. So yeah, come on by all the websites. Check us out. We'll be back in like a week or so, hopefully, with more stuff. So until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.